The changes would mean a more favorable process for villages and other rural communities that rely on hunting and fishing. Deputy Secretary of the Interior Michael Connor told AFN attendees that the new regulations will come soon.
We're moving out, beginning the discussions. We've got to consult with the state. Overall, this is strongly supported throughout the leadership at the Department of the Interior.
Title VIII in the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, or ANILCA, mandates a subsistence preference for rural residents on public lands. Every 10 years, the Federal Subsistence Board determines whether a community meets certain guidelines to qualify for ANILCA's subsistence preference. That rural determination process has been harshly criticized in recent years. In 2007, several communities were told that they were no longer considered to be rural, including the southeast community of Saxman. The board reasoned that the community's proximity to non-rural Ketchikan put it in the same category. While the community is incorporated as a municipality, a majority of the population is Alaska Native and are members of the Organized Village of Saxman. The tribe has fought against the board's attempt to take away their rural status, arguing that they have a history of traditional subsistence gathering in the area. The determination was put on hold in 2009 by then-Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar, pending a comprehensive review of federal subsistence policies. That hold was scheduled to expire this past July, which meant that the Organized Village of Saxman's opportunity to litigate would also expire. In April, the Federal Subsistence Board voted unanimously to submit new regulations in the rural determination process. The board does not have the authority to implement new regulations, but it can propose them to the Department of the Interior and the Department of Agriculture. While Connor did not give details of the proposal, he did say that the board will defer more to communities and tribes in its decision-making process.
Once implemented, the new determination process will enable the board to utilize more flexible criteria that could lead to the kind of determination sought by AFN and others in cases such as Saxman in southeast Alaska.
Native American Rights Fund attorney Matthew Newman represents the Saxman tribe. He says the proposed rules give residents hope, but that the outcome is still in question. While the tribe favors an administrative fix, Newman says the lawsuit won't be dropped until they've had a chance to review the new rules and are satisfied with them.
I think everyone is relieved and optimistic that the rule is going to move forward. This rule moving forward is not just a good thing for Saxman, it's a good thing for all rural communities who are subject to ANILCA's priority. This rural determination process has really just been a bane for many communities, and this idea that every 10 years your way of life is potentially subject to change causes a very, very uneasy feeling among rural residents in Alaska.
Deputy Secretary Connor also announced changes in the board's makeup. Two additional public members were added, Anthony Christensen of Heidelberg and Charles Brower of Barrow. Former AFN co-chair Tim Twarek from Unalakleet was named chair of the board. Connor said his department is working on a new process that would make it easier for communities and subsistence users to participate in the board's decision-making process. In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Canfield.